Hi, Malia. Looks like you need 16 for quorum, and right now I think we have like one, two, three, four, I think.
Okay. I mean, it might just be that we can't vote on the meeting minutes or the resolution 7, but at least we can announce a couple of things and just have a quick meeting for whoever's here.
Sure.
Hey, should I do a roll call, or should I just like check the participants against the list of voting members?
I think we'll do a roll call in a minute or two once we let people join.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, people don't seem to be filtering in anymore. So, in order to keep this meeting nice and short, I bet a lot of people are coming back from somewhere for the eclipse, as am I. It's 5:03. I will call this meeting to order. Can we start off with a roll call?
Francine Acklin, Samantha Bloom, Nicholas Brennan, Tyler Brown, or sorry, David Brown, Tyler Dixon, Catherine Farrell, Elise Forcier, Andy Garcia Ortiz.
Here.
Thank you. Elizabeth Gatz.
Say hey, you're for David Brown. I couldn't get my thing on mute.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like Ava is here. Okay, David Brown is here. Andy is here. Elizabeth Gatz. Dinesh Kumar. Glinski. Bridget Hayes. Okay. Sorry, what's BLSA? Is that just okay?
I'm not sure,
I think
but we
that's
have Bridget Hayes
a
and then.
representative. So again,
Okay.
this is just for a roll call for the voting members, so people are aware.
Michelle Heaney, Kizar Jaffrey.
Here.
Thank you. Srikanth Karaikal, Sawad Kareem, Ocean Kareem. Anurag Quayada. Ava LaGress is here. Jesse Lopez. Xander Lynch. Salman Matan.
Here.
Thank you. Annika McGraw. Dhruv Parekh.
Here.
Bhavin Patel. Sorry, that was Annika, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Baswati Sarma.
Yeah.
Seems set.
Here.
Georgia Smits.
Here.
Rajvi Thakur. Viraye. Malia Matthews is here. We
Present.
have 10.
Okay. That means that we don't have quorum, but that's okay. We didn't have too much major that we needed to vote on today, but that does mean we'll need to push approval of the meeting minutes and resolution 7 to the next meeting. So, are there any late additions to the agenda from anyone else here? No? Okay, so I will briefly introduce the business of the day. We'll skip the breakout sessions because I don't think we'll need them. And then we'll just do reports from everyone and then wrap up quickly. Okay, so business of the day. We have resolution 7 from Owen Gus Dunhindle, which is for GPSA to put representatives on the joint committee for Cornell University's Corporate Social Responsibility and ESG Policies Committee that the Student Assembly has created. So we'll vote on that. At the next meeting, but I don't think it should be a major issue. It's just saying that we want to assign someone to go to those committee meetings. Other than that, the major news is that the nomination form for GPSA elections for next year opened today, and it is open until the 22nd of this month. It went out in the communique to everybody, so anyone who is interested in running for a committee chair position, an executive board commission, a voting member position for any of the different fields, please fill out that nomination form. It does require a candidate statement of like why you're interested in the position, why you'd be a good fit for the position, but it shouldn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to fill out. And then we will have voting go out. The ballot will go out with everyone who nominated themselves for all of the positions. That will go out on the 24th of April, and people will have a week to vote. It'll go out to all graduate and professional students, so please encourage your friends to vote. And then we'll have the people for next year. So that's exciting. But remember to fill out the nomination form if you're interested in position. Okay, Gus, I think you're here. Did you want to say anything else about Resolution 7 for people to consider?
Yeah, sure. It's fairly straightforward. The undergraduate student assembly formed an ad hoc committee basically to send a report to the administration and to the trustees, saying, outlining how we're not currently operating in accordance with our divestment policies. And this resolution would basically just say we're going to send at least one person to be a part of that committee. I'm currently a part of the committee just as a community member, but this would give GPSA official involvement.
Great, thank you. We got a point of inquiry from Baswati. Does an existing voting member need to nominate themselves again for the same position? Oh, okay, now I understand your question. Yes, if you would like to continue in your position for next year, you will need to nominate yourself again. I thought you were asking if you had to be a voting member to nominate yourself. In that case, you do not. But yes, all positions are being refreshed for next year. Yes. And, you know, not all the positions are usually filled necessarily during this voting period. That's why we voted a lot in the fall to fill open positions. So if we don't get them all filled now, we kind of do a carryover into the fall. But we hope to fill as many of the positions as we can during this voting period. So if you're interested in staying on, even if you already have a position, please nominate yourself again.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that we can move on to the reports of the officers and committee updates. Executive committee, is Michelle here? No, I don't think so. Anyway, the major updates from the executive committee are that we have been working on the elections. The posters all went out and the link to the nomination form in the communique. So please check that and again, nominate yourselves. Operations, Annika.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Appropriations, David.
Not much. We're just working with campus groups just to get it so that everybody knows that you don't have to do the leadership workshop, kind of clear up that confusion. And outside that, not much else.
Okay, great. Communications, Andy.
We're starting to put up the GPSA posters, so take a look around campus and hopefully you'll see them around. If you want more information, they're also in the communique, mainly focusing on the ones that talk about the roles and responsibilities for each position. Additionally, I'm going to be posting some of our DISC activities that are coming up, so diverse dialogues. That's going to be at BRB on the 17th in tax preparation with links and resources. There's going to be a couple posts on our Cornell GPSA Instagram and Twitter, so look out for that and the additional details, and yeah.
Awesome. Finance, Anurag. I swear he was here for a little bit. Maybe he's gone now. All right. Student advocacy. We have them here? No. Okay. DISC. No. Okay. Programming. Is Katie here? I don't think so. Tomorrow is the last ticket release for the gala at 11 a.m. on the 9th. There was some confusion in online. I think it did say the 8th. So people thought they missed it today, but it is tomorrow. So if you wanted to get a plus one for the gala, this is your one chance to get an additional ticket. And if you haven't gotten one yet, this is also your last chance to get a ticket, because we will most likely sell out. So graduate school, Dean Bohr.
Thank you, Malia. Nothing relevant to report today.
Okay. Open forum. Does anyone else have anything they would like to discuss while we're here? Oh, I do have one last comment. We are doing a TGIF takeover this Friday at the Big Red Barn. We're going to have GPSA members, mostly probably executive board members present, encouraging people to nominate themselves for positions and also just letting people know that we're in the election cycle for GPSA. and telling them about the different roles and responsibilities of the different positions they can nominate themselves for. So if anyone else is interested in that at all and kind of GPSA outreach, we would love to have some additional folks to talk to people and tell them about the role that you've had on GPSA, et cetera. We're going to have extra like desserts, brownies, cookies, et cetera, that we're bringing in. So there'll be extra food along with the cheap beers. So that's 4:30 to 7 at the Big Red Barn on Friday. So be there if you can. All right. With that, if there's nothing else that people would like to say in the open forum, I think we can adjourn in one of the fastest GPSA meetings ever. I would approve a motion to adjourn if I could get that.
Seconded.
I think we need a first.
I move
Motion
to
to
adjourn.
All right. I think we got it there. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming shortly.
Thank you, Malia.